ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada Today, Bap Dada is pleased to see the lines of fortune of the children everywhere. The lines of fortune, the lines of sparkling light are shining on the foreheads of the children. The lines of sparkling light are shining on the forehead of all the children. The line of the fortune of spirituality is visible in their eyes. The line of the fortune of elevated words is visible through their mouth. On their lips, on their lips, Baba is seeing the spiritual smile. On their hands, the lines of all godly treasures are visible. In every step taken in remembrance, what will give it? Baba is seeing the line of multi-millions. In each one's heart,
Bab ke love, lovely.
In each one's heart,
Kirika.
Baba is seeing the line of being absorbed in the Father's love. Each of you children is experiencing such elevated fortune. Are you not? Why? Because the Father Himself has drawn these lines of fortune with the Father Himself has drawn these lines of fortune. With each one's
Shrestha Karam ke Kalam se kijiye.
With each one's pen of elevated action, the Father Himself has drawn these lines of fortune with each one's pen of elevated action. It is such elevated fortune.
Jo avinashi.
That it is imperishable.
Sravyanjanam ke liye nahi.
It is not just for this birth. But these are the imperishable lines of fortune for many births. The Father is imperishable. And the lines of fortune are also imperishable. At this time, all the lines of fortune are attained on the basis of the elevated actions. The effort of this time creates the reward for many births. Even at this time, the reward all of you children are to receive for many births Bab Dada wishes that attainment of the reward for the effort of this time, even now, so Baba wishes to see the attainment of the reward for the effort of this time, even now, not just in the future. But even now, all these lines should be experienced. Constantly. Not just in the future, but even now, all these lines should be experienced constantly. Why? Because it is these divine sanskars of the present time. Because it is these present sanskars of the present time which are creating your new world. So you have to check. Do you know how to check? You know how to check, don't you? You have to become your own checker yourself. So check, are you experiencing the lines of old fortune even now? The reward of the efforts you make now will be experienced only at the end. Hope you don't think that, do you? That the reward of your effort will be visible only at the end. The attainment is at this time. And the reward also has to be experienced at this time. Baba is rhyming words, so sanskar and sansar. Sansar means world. So Baba is saying, the sanskars for the future world, that is future sansar, the sanskars for the future sansar, that is world, have to be experienced in your life, in a practical way now. So what should you check? You praise the sanskars of the future world, that in the future world there will be one kingdom. You praise the sanskars of the future world, that in the future world there will be one kingdom. You remember that world, do you not? Do you remember how many times you have ruled in that world? Do you remember? Or is it that you remember it only when Baba reminds you of it? You remember what you were. It is in your awareness, is it not? That of what you were, are those sanskars in your practical life even at this time also? Are those sanskars also in your practical life at this time? So check. Now Baba is teaching us how to check. Check. In your mind, in your intellect, in your relationships and connections, That is, in your life, do you have one kingdom only? Do you have one kingdom only? Or is it that sometimes, together with the soul's rule, there is also the rule of Maya? Or is it that sometimes, together with the soul's rule, there is also the rule of Maya? Along with it, just as in your future kingdom, there is just one kingdom, not two. So too, now also, there aren't two kingdoms, are they? There aren't two kingdoms, are there? So one kingdom here means it's just the soul ruling. Just as in the future kingdom, together with the one kingdom, there is also one religion. There is also one religion along with the one kingdom. What religion is that? It is the religion of the dharana of complete purity. It is the religion of the dharana of complete purity. So now check. Is there complete purity? So now check, is there complete purity? There should not be even name or trace of impurity even in your dreams. Purity means Baba's defining purity. Purity means to have means to have just one dharana of complete purity in your thoughts, words, deeds, and relationships, and connections. You should be Brahmachari. You should be Brahmachari. That means, in your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, and connections, there should be dharana of complete purity. Do you know how to check yourself? Those of you who know how to check yourself, raise your hand. You know how to check? And do you do that checking? Do you do the checking? Yes, do you do the checking? Do you? Baba was asking the teachers, you know how to do your own checking? What about double foreigners? You know how to do your own checking? Yes, raise your hand. You know how to do your own checking? Why Baba is saying this? That whether you know how to do your own checking, because of the purity of the present time, because of the purity of the present time, even today, people ask for purity from their non-living images. So people ask for purity from your non-living images even today because of the purity of the present time. So purity means one religion which is established at this time, and that continues in the future. Similarly, what is the praise of the future? One kingdom, one religion, and together with that, constant happiness, peace, and prosperity. Constant happiness, peace, and prosperity. Akhand means continuous, unbroken. Unbroken happiness, unbroken peace, and unbroken akhand, everything akhand, wealth or prosperity. So, in your life of self-sovereignty now, that rule is the rule or kingdom of the world, but at this time you have self-sovereignty. So world sovereignty is of the future, but at present you have self-sovereignty. So check yourself. Check yourself. Imperishable happiness. Godly happiness. Do you experience it? To be imperishable in you? Godly happiness. And Baba is saying, imperishable happiness. Do you experience it to be imperishable in you? Hope it isn't that you are experiencing. You are experiencing happiness only on the basis of any means or facilities in which you possess. So hope you are not thinking of happiness only from these facilities which you are using. Actually, no wave of sorrow should be experienced at any time for any reason. You are not experiencing happiness on the basis of name, fame or honor, are you? So check that in you, that you're not experiencing happiness on the basis of name, fame or honor or probably the means and facilities that you are using. Hope the happiness is not coming from that. Why? Because name, fame, honor means the means that you have, the facilities that you use, all these are imperishable and temporary. You cannot receive imperishable happiness on the basis of perishable supports. You cannot receive imperishable happiness on the basis of perishable supports. So continue to check yourself. Even now, whilst you are listening to Baba's Murli, you should also be checking at this time in yourself. And you will know how much you will know how much difference there is between the sanskars of the present time and the reward of the future world. As you took birth, you all, or when you took your spiritual birth, you all promised something to Bab Dada. Do you remember that promise to you, or have you forgotten that promise? You promised that all of you at the time of your birth, you promised that all of you will become the father's companions. That you will become the father's companions and be world benefactors and become the makers of the new world of peace and happiness. This is what you promised to Baba. Do you remember? Do you remember your promise? Do you remember? Raise your hand if you remember your promise. Those at the back also, raise your hand if you remember that you had made that promise when you took your spiritual birth. So is this promise strong, or does it get mixed sometimes? You are the ones who are creating the new world on the basis of godly sanskars. You are creating the new world, new sansar, on the basis of godly sanskars. So it's not a question of making effort only at this time, but you must also experience the reward of the effort even at this time. It's not just for the future, the reward of your effort. Together with happiness, also check about peace. So it's peace, happiness, and prosperity. So together with happiness, also check about peace. Peaceless circumstances, peaceless atmosphere, but in that too, so peaceless circumstances, peaceless atmosphere, but in that too, but in that too, you are the children of the ocean of peace. You are the children of the ocean of peace. You are always like lotus flowers. You're always like lotus flowers.
Ashanti Gopi. Shanti ki vayu mandal mein.
So,
parivartan kar sakte ho.
Even if the atmosphere is peaceless, but you experience peace, that should not be a big thing for you to experience peace in spite of peaceful atmosphere. So it's not a big thing to experience peace even in the midst of the atmosphere of peacelessness. However, your promise is that you are the ones who transform peacelessness into peace. So you are supposed to transform and not become peaceless yourself. So check. You are checking yourself, are you not? Are you the transformers or not? Are you the transformers? Hope you are not influenced by anything. Are you? You are transformers. Not the ones to be influenced. Those who are transformers can never be influenced by anything. So Baba mentioned about happiness and peace and now wealth. Tan man dhan. So now about wealth. In this way about wealth. Limitless wealth. What is the wealth of the one who is the master of the self? Your wealth is knowledge, virtues and powers. Knowledge, virtues and powers. That's your wealth. These are the types of wealth of someone who is the self-sovereign, the master of the self. So check. So knowledge, virtues and powers. So what you have to check? So now you now clearly know the essence of the whole expansion of knowledge, do you not? You now clearly know the essence of the whole expansion of knowledge, do you not? Knowledge does not mean that you gave courses, you gave lectures, but knowledge means understanding. Understanding. No, that's the meaning of knowledge. So, every thought, every act or deed, every word, in all these three, in thoughts, words, actions or deeds, knowledge means being sensible and acting in a sensible and doing in a sensible way. So, do you do everything while being knowledgeful? Now, but virtues. Do all virtues remain immersed in your practical life? Do all virtues remain immersed in your practical life? Do you have all virtues or do you have them according to your capacity? Now the third one, powers. In the same way, all the powers. Your title is Master with all powers. Your title is Master with all powers. Master Almighty. It's not just mighty, but almighty. So Master Almighty. So do you have all the powers to their fullest extent? Do you have all the powers to their fullest extent? And second thing, do all the powers work at the right time? Do all the powers work at the right time? Are they present at the right time? Or do you remember them only when the time for using them has gone by? That is, you remember them after that moment has passed. So check all these three things: one kingdom, one religion, and imperishable happiness, peace, and prosperity, wealth. Why is Baba saying this? Because all these things, because in the new world, all these things that you experience now, at this time of self-sovereignty, will not be experienced there in the new world. Knowledge, virtues, powers, there won't be any comparison that now you have them or you don't have them. So Baba is saying, you have to, all these things can be experienced only at this time. Only when these sanskars emerge from now, will they continue in the form of a reward in the future many births. Hope you are not thinking that you are still imbibing them, that it will happen, that it will definitely happen by the end. No. Bab Dada has already given you a signal in advance that the practice over a long period of time at the present time is the basis of the attainment over a long period of time. Do not think that it will happen at the end. But it has to happen now. It has to happen now. Why? Because if you have to claim the right to being the master of the world, you have to be the master of the self. The practice of that has to be now for a long period of time. If you are not able to have a right in one birth and you become dependent, then how can you have rights for many births? This is why. This is why Bap Dada is repeatedly signaling to all the children everywhere. Bap Dada is repeatedly signaling to all the children everywhere that the speed of time is now moving very fast. The speed of time is now moving very fast. So as the speed of time is now moving very fast, so all the children mustn't just become effort makers, but must become intense effort makers. And experience the reward of the effort over a long period of time now. Bap Dada has already Bap Dada has already told you earlier the signs of intense effort makers. The signs of intense effort, Bap Dada has already told you of these signs. An intense effort maker. Baba is repeating, what signs will there be an intense effort maker? An intense effort maker will always be a master bestower. An intense effort maker will always be a master bestower. He will not be the one who takes, that is Devta, but he will be the one who gives, Devta. Not that he will say, if I have this, I can make effort. If this one changes, then I will change. If this one does that, then I will do. This is not the sign of a bestower, that you wait for the other one to do first and then you do. No, this is not the sign of a bestower. Whether someone does it or not, but I should continue to do it the same way as Bap Dada, like Brahma Baba. You saw him in the Sakar form, didn't you? He never said that I will do it only if the children do it. No. But he would say, I will do it first and then inspire the children to do it. So, this is the first sign of intense effort maker. He will be a bestower. The second sign of intense effort is to remain constantly humble. This is a sign of intense effort to remain constantly humble, even while carrying out a constructive task. Again, Baba's rhyming, Nirman and Nirmana. So even while carrying out a constructive task, which is Nirman, you have to be Nirman, that is humble.
Nirman.
There has to be the balance of both, Nirman and Nirman. Being constructive and being humble together at the same time. Balance of both. Why? Because when you carry out a task with humility, you receive love and blessings from everyone's heart. When you carry out a task with humility, you receive love and blessings from everyone's heart. Bab Dada has seen that in being constructive, that is, on the field of service, so being constructive means that on the field of service nowadays, everyone is making new plans with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. So, in being constructive on the field of service, you are making many new plans with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. So, for this, Bab Dada is congratulating all the children everywhere for being so constructive and making new plans of service with zeal and enthusiasm. Bab Dada has received many very good plans for constructive service. Bab Dada has received these plans from children, many very good plans for constructive service. However, Bab Dada saw that although the constructive tasks that you have planned are very good, but to the extent that you have, zeal and enthusiasm for service, if you are just as much balanced also in the stage of humility, so along with the constructive work of zeal and enthusiasm, lots of plans you make, but along with that, if you are just as much balanced in the stage of humility, then in the construction, that is, in the task of constructive service, there will be greater success in a more visible form. There will be more success in a more visible form. So again, Baba is saying you have to keep a balance of constructive work and humility. Then there will be more success. Bab Dada has also told you earlier that you have to have a humble nature. Your nature should be very humble. To have humility in your words. So you should have humility in your nature, humility in your words, and humility in your stage. And with that humility, when you come into relation and with that humility, you come into relationship and connection with others. They sing the praise of deities, but in fact it is a praise of Brahmins. It is said for the deities that the words the deities speak, through their lips are like diamonds and pearls. That is, they are so invaluable, the words that they speak, the words which emerge from their lips. They are like diamonds and pearls, so valuable they are. So pure and gentle words, pure and gentle nature, pure and gentle words, pure and gentle nature. So Bap Dada, Bap Dada, so what did Bap Dada observe? That humble words, constructive stage, in these two things Baba is Baba is speaking very positive. You have to pay attention in them. So you have to pay attention to that. Bap Dada has told you earlier that you have to accumulate three accounts of your thoughts, words and actions, your deeds. So what result did he see? You remember the three accounts, don't you? Nevertheless, Bap Dada is now revising those three accounts. One is with your effort, increase your account of accumulation. This is one type of account. That is, with your own effort, you increase your account of accumulation. Second account, always remain content yourself and make others content too. So the account of that, one is the accumulation of account of your own effort. Secondly, how much you content, you remain with yourself and make others content too. Remain content and make others content whilst knowing that there are different sanskars. For through this, you are able to accumulate in your account of blessings. So you will increase your account of blessings in this way. If you make others content by remaining content yourself. If there is something lacking in making others content, something is missing in making others content, it doesn't accumulate in the account of charity. It doesn't accumulate in the account of charity. Contentment is the key to charity. How much you are content yourself and how much you make others content. This is the key to charity, charitable actions. Whether it is to remain content yourself or in making others content. So and third, in service to always be altruistic. You should not have the consciousness of I did this, or my name should be mentioned. I should be praised for it because I did it. So this consciousness of I, where there is the consciousness of I and mine, the consciousness of I and mine in service, if all these two words come, I and mine in service, so where there is the consciousness of I and mine in service, there you will not be able to accumulate in the account of charity. So even if there's little bit of I and mine, it will not be accumulated in the account of charity. You are experienced in the consciousness of mine. There is a lot of consciousness of mine, even in a royal way. The list of the royal consciousness of mine is even longer than the list of the consciousness of mine in an ordinary way. So royal form of saying mine is longer than the ordinary way of saying mine. Whenever there is the selfish motive of I or mine, where there is selfish motive of I and mine, and you are not altruistic, then very little charity is accumulated in your account because you are not serving in an altruistic way. Baba will tell you at some other time about the list of mine. It is very, very subtle how you say mine. It's very long and very subtle list. So Bap Dada has seen that in your efforts you're all accumulating in your account according to your own capacity. However, there is now a need to increase the account of blessings and the account of charity. So there's now a need to increase the account of blessings and the account of charity. This is why you have to pay more attention to accumulate in these three accounts. So you remember the three accounts? Your effort, your own effort in that accumulation, then second was contentment, being content and making others contented, and third in service, no consciousness of I and mine. The variety of sanskars will be visible even now. As no one's sanskars have become complete yet. So you haven't become complete yet, and therefore the sanskars of everyone will be visible. However, now I should not be influenced. What do you have to think? That now I should not be influenced by the weak nature or weak sanskars of others. I should not be influenced by them, by the weak nature of someone or weak sanskars of others. And what do you think, what self-respect you should have? I am a master with all powers, a master, almighty authority. Weak sanskars are not powerful. Weak sanskars cannot influence me as I am Master Almighty Authority, the one with all powers. So no weak sanskars should influence me. The means of safety, how will you remain safe in spite of weak sanskars of others? The means of safety is to stay under Bap Dada's canopy of protection. Remain combined with Bap Dada. Shri Mat is the canopy of protection. Shri Mat is the canopy of protection. Okay, what is to be done now?
Baba Eastern me Seva Katan, Eastern Zone, Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Nepal, Kathmandu, or Sat me Tamil Nadu Zone.
So it's a turn of Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Nepal, and Tamil Nadu, and Baba telling them to stand up. So it's a big zone. Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Nepal, Tamil Nadu. It is very good, Baba Singh, that those of all the zones have created a good method to take a chance. Acha, acha. Have any of you created a new invention for service? Have any of you created a new invention for service? Have you thought of a new type of service? Okay, special teachers of all the different zones, raise your hand. All the teachers. Who's the main teacher? What are the main teachers of different zones? Main teachers. Not just one zone head, but from different zones, head one from each zone, head of that zone. So the head of each of the places, raise your hand. Acha, so what plan of newness in service have you created? What newness in service, what plan of newness in service have you created? Those teachers in the front? Have the teachers in the front made any plans? Or are you making plans? You are making plans. Because your zone has a lot of expansion. So much service can be done in your zones. Lot of expansion can be done. There are so many souls and so many states, so many villages. where you can serve. So make such a plan. So Baba is giving an example. Bab Dada has seen that in the countries abroad, especially those of Africa, you know what they did in Africa? They just didn't make a plan, but also covered the whole area practically. They went to every country of Africa and served there. So on your side too, there are many areas where you can serve. So many people. May be left deprived if you don't make efforts to serve them. All of you have to come together to plan. You have to plan together. Baba Singham, sit down. Look, Bab Dada has given all the children an equal blessing of courage, zeal and enthusiasm. All the children have been given all this equally. It's not that Bab Dada has given more to some and less to others. So Baba has given everyone alike. So where there is zeal and enthusiasm, there is also courage. And if there is zeal, enthusiasm and courage, then what cannot be achieved? Even the impossible can become possible where there is zeal, enthusiasm and courage. Everyone is asking, because this is the Murli of this is the last Murli of the season. So children are asking Baba, because it is video of 31st March 2007, so the last Murli of the season. So they are asking Baba what has to be done now. So, and they are asking what is to happen in the future. And Baba is saying that Bab Dada's thought is that now at the most, take a chance on a ready-made stage. Go on the stage of others, you know, in their programs you should be invited and you speak on their stage and then make them cooperative in your task. Make them cooperative and you just give them sakash. Then when they come on your stage, they speak for you and when that you give them sakash. Bab Dada has seen that in every zone there are those who are loving and cooperative according to their capacity. But now make them companions in service. Make them companions in service. Give them wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Everywhere there are such people whom you can make loving and cooperative and give them wings of zeal and enthusiasm, because Bab Dada tours around, doesn't he? So Bab Dada sees everything. Bab Dada sees his own children and he also sees the cooperative souls. The cooperative souls, he sees them also. They too are in Bab Dada's vision. but they haven't been given a chance yet. They have not taken a practical chance. You haven't given them a chance, or they haven't taken a practical chance. So this year, make them instruments. Make them instruments. Make the loving and cooperative souls enthusiastic. You'll have to make them enthusiastic. They will not become on their own, but you have to make them. Otherwise, they too will complain to you that you didn't tell them that we can do something. You didn't tell them what to do. That, therefore, now become those who give them a chance to serve with zeal and enthusiasm. Okay, now Baba will speak to double foreigners. Baba is saying 500 double foreigners have come. 500 double foreigners have come. All stand up, double foreigners, all stand up. All double foreigners stand up. Bab Dada always says double foreigners are the special decoration of Madhuban. All double foreigners are the special decoration of Madhuban. Double foreigners are here. So you are the special decoration of Madhuban. Just as this land, Bharat, is moving forward with its own zeal and enthusiasm, the lands abroad are also no less. The foreign lands, have also brought about good expansion in a short time. Now, the foreign lands have to take one prize. You have to take one prize. Should Baba tell you which prize you should take? Especially the double foreigners. What prize you should take? Everywhere you have to take the prize of keeping the balance of self and service. This is the what you have to do. In this you have to take the prize of keeping balance of self and service. Do you like this, double foreigners? Keeping the balance of self and service. Raise your hand if you like it. You want to claim a prize? Sure, you want to claim a prize? Raise your hand if you want to claim a prize. Okay, welcome, Baba Singh. Welcome to take the prize. Welcome in advance. The ones who are going to take the prize. Okay. Now you may sit down. Okay. Now, do you remember the drill that Bab Dada taught you? Throughout the whole day, you have to perform this drill for 5 minutes, many times. 5 minutes, many times, for 5 minutes. Have you done that drill? Those who have performed this drill, raise your hand. 5 minutes, the five forms Baba talks about. Have you done this drill? Have you done this drill? Very few have raised your hand. Why? Baba is asking, why only few have raised their hand? You have only done it for a short time. Is that why you are not raising your hand? You have not done it for a long time? Then now, what will you do now? So Baba is saying, at the very least, should Baba tell you, the least you can do, at least Baba is saying, the minimum that you can do is, at least 8 times in the whole day, if you can do it, 8 times in the whole day. Can you do that? Not again and again, now raise your hand in this. If you can do it at least 8 times, will you do it? Will you do it? Then when the next season will start, so when the next season will start, next year, Bab Dada will again ask you. Baba will take the result from you. And then Baba will tell you what to do next. Now Baba won't say that. Baba will tell you only after Baba gets the result from you. And what about those of Madhuban? You also will do it, won't you? You are number one, no? First in number. So this season is homework for all of you. Till the next season. At least 8 times during the day you have to do this drill of being the embodiment of those five forms Baba mentions. It's not that we will try. No, you have to do it. Don't miss it. If you forget to do during the daytime, then even at night before going to bed, do it 8 times if you didn't do during the whole day. 8 times at night and then go to bed. Don't go to bed without doing that 8 times during the day. If not, then at least at night you do 8 times and then go to bed. Okay, very good. Teachers, the teachers should do it first to create such an atmosphere. The atmosphere of the teachers will automatically spread everywhere. Today, Bab Dada wants to see everyone now. Even now Baba wants to see that how in 1 second, if you are able to be seated on the seat of self-sovereignty. Baba wants to see that now. If you are able to be seated on the seat of self-sovereignty with the sanskars of controlling power and ruling power in an emerged form, in 1 second, if you can be in that stage, in 1 second, for at least 2 to 3 minutes, be seated on the seat of a self-sovereign. Be seated on the seat of a self-sovereign. And now Baba will conduct drill for some time. Thank you. okay? Baba has received love and remembrance through the letters and all the facilities of Baba has received love and remembrance through letters and all the facilities of science, that is through emails, WhatsApp, whatever. All the facilities of science from all the children everywhere. Their love and remembrance have reached Bab Dada. Many children write and also tell the news of their heart to Bab Dada in their heart, and also in their heart to heart conversations. They write to Baba and send letters, and also this, they have a heart to heart conversation with Bab Dada. Bab Dada is responding to all the children for all their letters, their pyar pyar in different ways. So Baba says, the Lord is always pleased with a true heart. The Lord is always pleased with a true heart. Bab Dada's love from his heart and blessings from his heart are specially for those souls all those who have given their news from everywhere, and all the news that you have given, all those who have given their news from everywhere, and all the plans that you have made with very good zeal and enthusiasm, and written to Baba or told Bab Dada. Bab Dada is congratulating you for those, and is always giving you a blessing. Continue to move forward and make others move forward. This is a blessing Baba is giving the children who write to Baba, or who have written to Baba. Continue to move forward and make others move forward. Okay. Now, Yad Pyar. To all Bab Dada's children, who are the handful out of multi-millions, and to the few most elevated, fortunate children of that handful, Bab Dada's special love and remembrance is congratulating all the children for their courage and zeal and enthusiasm. Bab Dada is congratulating all the children for their courage and zeal and enthusiasm. For the future too, Baba is giving multi-million fold blessings for becoming an intense effort maker and keeping a balance. also multi-million-fold blessings for that, for becoming an intense effort maker and keeping a balance. Baba is also giving you the blessing that the star of everyone's fortune always remains sparkling, and that you continue to increase the fortune of others. So the blessing that the star of everyone's fortune always remains sparkling, and that you continue to increase the fortune of others. All the children everywhere, at their own places, are listening and seeing to and Bap Dada is also seeing the children everywhere, even those sitting far away. Baba is seeing them and is pleased with them. Continue to see and always continue to increase the beauty of Madhuban. So continue to see there also, wherever you are, and also continue to increase the beauty of Madhuban by coming here to Madhuban. In this way you increase the beauty of Madhuban. To all the children, namaste. To all the children, to all the children, namaste, with blessings from the heart. Om Shanti. So this is a Murli of 31st March 2007. 13 years ago, Baba spoke Om this Murli. Okay, Om Shanti, Baba. performed a very beautiful drill for self-sovereignty and also mentioned about the three certificates. Dadi Janki has sent a video from the hospital, and so we will watch that video. Please sit down, because now you are going to watch that video of Dadi Janki. No one should go without taking toli too. Our dadis are with us. We will also hear from Ratan Moini Dadi. Nobody should get up. Okay.
दादी जानकी जी ने आप सबको बहुत सुंदर याद दी है. अब इसके बाद हम आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी
जी आज के शुभ अवसर पर वीडियो बट दादी जानकी हैज सेंट याद प्यार
रतन मोहिनी जी से. प्यारे बाबा ने तो हमको तीन बातों पर विशेष ध्यान खिंचवाया है, संतुष्ट रहना है और संतुष्ट करना है, पुण्य का दवाएं जमा करनी है, पुण्य का खाता जमा करना
है. ओके, हियर फ्रॉम दादी रतन मोहिनी. दादीज आर ऑलवेज फीलिंग अस अप, मेकिंग अस स्ट्रॉन्ग पावरफुल.
और उसके बाद मधुरवाणी ग्रुप वाले भी तैयार रहेंगे.
एंड आफ्टर दैट देयर विल बी मधुरवाणी ग्रुप सॉन्ग फ्रॉम मधुरवाणी ग्रुप. ओके, ओम शांति. I will leave now and I hand over the mic to brother, sister Grishma.
सभी बैठ जाएं, कोई आवाज नहीं करेगा. सब बैठ जाएं, जाने वाले भाई बहने सब बैठ जाएं. टोली लिए बिना कोई भी नहीं जाएगा. आप सभी को हॉल में बैठे हुए टोली मिलेगी. सभी भाई बहनों से अनुरोध है, कृपया अपने स्थान पर बैठ जाएं. आदरणीय रतन मोहिनी दादी जी के प्रेरणा के बोल हम सभी सुनेंगे. बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली मिलेगी. टोली लेकर के ही बैठ जाएं.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. We were all sitting very peacefully. We were listening to Baba's devotion. Baba spoke many good things. Now what all you have heard, what all we have heard, we have to churn within ourselves, and while churning, we have to put our step forward. Baba gave us very good teachings. We have to imbibe those teachings, and we have to churn the ocean of knowledge. We have to fill power within ourselves. We have to awaken the powers, and we have to continue to give happiness to everyone.
And whatever Baba has said, we have to imbibe in our life. And we have to give Baba's message to everyone. You were all sitting very peacefully, and therefore, congratulations for everyone for that.
Godlywood Studio ke Bengali Department ke saath milkar ke Kathmandu Nepal ki or se ek bahut sundar CD banayi gayi hai.
A very beautiful CD is prepared by Kathmandu Nepal and Harilal Bhai from Bollywood, Godlywood Studio. He has prepared a very beautiful CD. There is Sister Raj from Nepal, and they will now release the CD. Dadi Ratan Mohini will now release the CD.
मधुर ध्वनि से अपनी खुशी प्रकट करेंगे और एक बहुत सुंदर गीतों की सीडी जो कि
इट इज अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल सीडी ऑफ ऑल ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग्स
और आप सभी करतल ध्वनि से अपनी खुशी प्रकट करेंगे.
You will all express your happiness by clapping hands. Madhur Vani group will sing a very beautiful song. Everyone are getting toli in the hall.
Jin bhai behno ne abhi tak saugat nahi li hai, kal
prarth. The brothers and sisters who haven't taken gifts from Baba's home, they will get the gift in the conference hall tomorrow before breakfast.
मुरली क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे, उन्हें सौगात मिलेगी और हॉल में सभी को टोली मिल रही है, सब ये मधुर वाणी ग्रुप का सुंदर गीत सुनेंगे.
Now we will listen to a very beautiful song by the मधुर वाणी ग्रुप. The line of the song is, children have come from far away, they have come to meet Baba, they are speaking to Baba. This is the special occasion of Holi. There is only happiness and happiness. So, greetings of Holi to everyone.
हर पल मिलन मनाना है.
Very beautiful. We will thank Madhur Vani Group. Now we will listen to Brother Nirveer. On the special occasion, we will listen to Brother Nirveer, the words of blessings.
सभी भाई बहने ध्यान देंगे अभी 5-10 मिनट और बैठेंगे हमारे वरिष्ठ भाइयों के द्वारा बहुत सुंदर वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे और कोई भी बाहर नहीं जाए आवाज नहीं करे हॉल में आप सबको टोली मिल रही है टोली लिए बिना कोई भी नहीं जाएंगे
फिर से बोलो ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
दादी जानकी जी की विशेष याद
दादी जानकी सर स्पेशल रिमेम्बरेंस यू ऑल हैव अटेंडेड
दादी रतन मोहिनी जी ने तो डायरेक्ट आपको याद प्यार दे
दादी रतन मोहिनी गेव लव एंड रिमेम्बरेंस डायरेक्टली टुडे इज द डे ऑफ होली
बहनों और भाइयों को
एंड देयरफॉर
होली की बहुत
special greetings of Holi for all of you brothers and sisters. Congratulations. Brother Jagdish Chandra has written an article. Be holy and remain holy. In this land and abroad, everyone are listening and everyone are Baba's holy swan. So to hold the holy swans of the world, very, very congratulations. Remain ever happy. If you are ever holy, you will remain ever happy. Remain ever healthy. And today Baba in his version said that you have to make everyone equal to yourself. So do the special service. And within the whole world, celebrate Holi. Om Shanti.
बहुत सुंदर होली की मुबारकों से आपने स्वयं को भरपूर किया और बाबा ने
वेरी ब्यूटिफुली ब्रदर निर्वेर फिल्ड एवरीवन विद अ स्पेशल कंग्रेचुलेशंस ऑफ होली. नाउ वी विल लिसन टू ब्रदर ब्रिज मोहन.
हम सभी के समक्ष व्यक्त करें आदरणीय ब्रिज मोहन भाई.
Sitting at the far back, are you all listening? Today, beloved Bab Dada has given us homework. So today Baba has reminded us about the homework, and this homework has to be noted down and underlined. Baba spoke about the drill of the five forms. Again and again we have to repeatedly practice it. Baba said as much you can do it. But at least 8 times you have to definitely do. And before you go to sleep at night, if it is less than 8, then you have to complete it. And if you think, then in the morning itself you have to do it 8 times. And if you want to become the beads of the 8 rosary, you will have to practice for 8 times. And secondly, you have to increase your income. Baba has said this before. One thing is you have to make effort and earn an income. Now secondly, Baba has said very easily, you have to keep everyone content. You have to be content with everyone. And thirdly, we know that we earn an income by doing service. We have to do altruistic service. There should be no consciousness of I and mine. Eight times we have to remember Baba. We have to follow Baba's Srimad, and then we will always be in the canopy of the Father. You all have come for the special occasion, Holi. So Baba gave us the congratulations and greetings of Holi. So we have to burn all the old sanskars. We have to be colored in the color of Baba's company. We have to fill ourselves with the color of virtues and powers, and then it will be like a celebrating spiritual meeting. So you all will go now. So Om Shanti. 3 minutes we will sit in Baba's remembrance.
तब तक आप सभी अपने स्थान पर जो खड़े भी हैं कृपया बैठ जाएं बाबा की याद में.
हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया. हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया. कमाल कर दिया.